Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and now in studio, very special guest, Andrew Hammond, AHAM on 96.3.
Thank you.
Good morning, man. How's it going?
I'm doing well, thank you. I feel like this is like the SNL NPR thing.
Oh, where what was that called? Not the perfect dish. It was something dish.
Yeah, it was something, but it was just like, hi, how are you?
Good times.
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
We're about to have some more good times, too.
Yes. Oh, we're going to have some great times. I'm so excited about this. Oh, there it is. There it is.
It is. They let the dinosaurs out again, guys.
So just to recap, in case you missed the beginning of the show, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom comes out this weekend. And even though I keep it pretty secret, both on air and on social media, I'm kind of a nerd. And Jurassic Park is one of my favorite movies of all time. So I'm pretty excited about this coming out. And we're going to have a contest of wits and knowledge. I asked some folks in the station if anybody thought that they can outduel me in a contest of knowledge and trivia about Jurassic Park, and Andrew answered the call.
Well, I mean, technically, my cousin is Dr. John Hammond, so...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, if you just skip past the whole, you know, fictional timeline or whatever.
Right, right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Sam, let's start with that trivia.
All right, for your first... question. What kind of hat does Dr. Allen wear in the movie? A baseball cap, a beanie, an expedition hat, or a sombrero?
Andrew, you're my guest. I'll let you answer.
Which doctor?
Dr. Grant.
That is Sam Elliott's character? Or Sam...
Oh, Sam Neill. We're all on the bad start for you, man.
It's a sombrero.
Sombrero? Ready?
What's the other one? Sombrero and an expedition hat?
Yeah.
Expedition hat.
Expedition hat? It is expedition hat.
You are correct.
I want to get that crescendo in. Oh, also do want to remind folks that we'll have Trent Armbrust coming in 9:30 to 10. We are going to talk some actual serious news here on the show from 9:30 to 10. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court's ruling on online sales tax. So, be sure to stick around for that for 9:30 to 10. Question two.
I'm
up ahead.
What's the first dinosaur that our heroes see in Jurassic Park? Is it a Triceratops, a Stegosaurus, a Brachiosaurus, or the T-Rex?
Andrew, go ahead.
Wasn't it a Stegosaurus?
It's the Brachiosaurus.
It is the Brachiosaurus.
Hey. Oh, Sam found the sounder.
It is not a Stegosaurus.
0-2. It's okay. It is okay.
Because remember, they travel in herds.
Oh, yeah.
They
whatever.
Do travel in herds.
I just know that they let them all free again.
All right. Who founded Jurassic Park? Was it Dr. Ian Malcolm, Dr. Alan Grant, John Hammond, or Dr. Ellie Sattler?
It was my cousin, Dr. John Hammond.
Of course.
Is it?
Hey,
that is correct. John Hammond was the founder of Jurassic Park. Right. Remember, he spared no expense.
Andrew's down 3-1 so far.
3-1 lead. You're going to blow a 3-1 lead, sir.
All right. Question four. Which sick dinosaur did Ellie tend to? A Stegosaurus? A Velociraptor? A Triceratops? Or a Brachiosaurus?
That was actually the Stegosaurus.
Ready? Triceratops.
Andrew?
That's for Andrew, right?
It was the Triceratops.
Oh, I thought it was a Stegosaurus.
Hold on. You've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. Yeah, but it's just been a while.
The Stegosaurus is in that wide shot, yeah, but they see the Brachiosaurus first.
I will disclaimer here. I try to watch the original Jurassic Park probably at least once every 3 months. So
basically this is fixed.
No, it's more that I don't really have much of a life. It's more the issue.
Self-awareness is respected.
It is, strength.
All right,
go ahead, Sam.
Question five, in the T-Rex paddock attack scene, how did our heroes know a T-Rex was on its way? Was it the glass? The water in the glass was trembling? the radio broadcast warned them. They heard the roar from the jungle, or they heard someone scream like mad.
Wasn't the glass? The water in the glass was kind of shaking, and they kind of sensed, oh, this is not going to end well.
Yeah, it was the glass in the Jeep. Or the Ford Explorer Jeep. Yeah.
Correct, the classic theme. They even, if you've seen Jurassic Park 3, they even used that in the opening credits for the Universal logo. It trembled.
That's true. That's true. See, Sam knows his stuff on this.
Well, he should be taking the quiz then.
It would be fair. Question 6. Which dinosaur came to visit our heroes when they were hiding in the tree after the T-Rex attack?
I'll just go ahead and say it's the Brachiosaurus.
Stegosaurus, the T-Rex, the Triceratops, or the Brachiosaurus?
I'm just going to go Brachiosaurus.
Brachiosaurus, that is correct.
Hey!
And this question is sort of a part two. After saying hello to the Brachiosaurus, what did that dinosaur do? It sneezed, it chewed on Lexi's hair, it laid its forehead on Lex, or it said hello?
Hello.
No, didn't it like lay his head? He kind of like laid his head or something like that?
No, it sneezed. And little Timmy goes, God bless you.
Oh, whatever. This
yeah,
is...
it even has the picture of her.
I demand a recount. This is fixed.
All right, who is chasing? All right, it has a picture. Who is chasing the T-Rex in this scene?
Who is chasing the T-Rex?
Or who is the T-Rex chasing in this scene?
Oh, that's Malcolm, mm-hmm. Dr. Sadler, and Robert Muldoon, the game warden.
Well, it only gives two for each. Alan and Ian, Alan and Ellie, Ellie and Ian, or Lex and Tim.
Wasn't it Ellie and Alan?
Oh, boy.
Brady, you had it right.
Yeah.
Dr. Malcolm
Muldoon is driving.
Quickly. We must go quickly.
Yeah.
Must go faster.
Must go faster. That was it.
Yeah.
All right. Which dinosaur hatches out of the egg in the visitors center? You know, the first scene where they're seeing the dinosaur pop out. Was it a pterodactyl, a T-Rex, a stegosaurus, or a velociraptor?
Wasn't it a... Because he was like, oh, that's a baby T-Rex. Oh, what?
It's a velociraptor.
Oh.
Yep.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that this is fixed.
Are there any questions on there that are more like movies about the movie? Because I was looking at some different ones. Not looking at the answers, just trying to find a quiz. Are these all sort of still kind of the same line of questioning?
I mean, they're all like what happens in this scene, pretty much. Like, which animal is being shown by eaten by the T-Rex?
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Go to that real quick. Go to that first quiz I sent you, and while you're doing that, I'll just kind of update folks on the rest of the program for today. Remind folks kind of where we're at. So I'm Brady Bowman. We got Andrew Hammond in the studio. Not doing too well on the Jurassic Park quiz.
No, it's terrible.
Not doing too well at all. Sam Hammond's on the other side of the glass. Do you want to remind folks? Around 9:30, so probably about 6 minutes from now, we'll have Trent Armbrust. He is the Economic Development Director for the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, going to talk about the online shopping ruling that the Supreme Court made that has a lot to do with sales tax. Oh, and Trent's in here right now. Awesome. I don't know if he knows any Jurassic Park trivia. I'll go
you
turn
should
Trent.
You should test him.
You should test me on Jurassic Park trivia.
Did you got that other quiz loaded up?
Yes,
Sam?
I do. First question. What is the film's famous tagline? An adventure 60 million years in the making, 65 million years, 160 million, or 165 million?
Trent, I'll go ahead and give you a first shot at that.
You know, Brady, I was listening to you guys on the way over.
It's a Friday show.
It's a Friday show. And I'll admit, I've never watched Jurassic Park.
Whoa.
Good job. Admit your truth. I respect it. Maybe because I'm losing in this thing. So
what happened?
I just.
it just never happened?
But I will tell you, I was just in Kauai, Hawaii, where they filmed Jurassic Park and saw the ranch where they filmed it.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That's like a almost a religious pilgrimage for me that I need to take at some point.
It was beautiful.
Oh, well, the answer is 65 million years in the making, by the way. Let's do one. We'll do two more, and then we'll go to break and talk some sales tax.
I'm just trying to find one that's about the movie.
Yeah, try to stump me. I mean, I haven't felt challenged yet in any of these cases.
Now I'm offended.
If I can get this, I know Brady can get this, so that's what I'm trying to. Oh, okay. Let's do this. According to Ray, what would the lysine contingency do to the dinosaurs?
According to Ray, played by Samuel L. Jackson, by the way.
Yep. Would they stop reproducing? They become severely malnourished. They would stop breathing, or they would slip into a coma and die.
That's it. They'd slip into a coma and die.
I'm gonna actually just go with that. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like a dunk contest, and he's won the contest. Now he's just dunking on everybody.
And now I'm just doing windmills. Yeah. All sorts of stuff now. One more, Sam, and we'll go to break.
Yeah, a lot of these are, they're not hard. They're just like very specific.
That's fine.
Like this is stupid. Which dinosaur embryo is not stolen by Dennis Nedry? Is it the
Gallimimus?
Gallimimus.
Yeah.
The Velociraptor, the Stegosaurus, or the Triceratops?
Ooh, now I'm kind of stumped on this one. What are those? Gallimimus?
Gallimimus, Velociraptor, Stegosaurus, Triceratops, Triceratops.
I'm going to go with Triceratops. Does it not tell you the right answer?
It doesn't tell me the right answer.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say it is.
I agree with you.
Congratulations. Okay, there we go. You got it right.
Go, give me the correct answer, Sounder. There, Sam.
There we go.
All right, let's go ahead and go to break. Andrew, thanks so much for participating.
This was a fixed contest.
We'll get you a participation trophy on that.
Awesome. All right, just like a true millennial.
More In Focus coming up with Trent Armbrust after the break. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.